I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today, a year in review. ISIS has been the focus all year. It's taken vast amounts of Syria and Iraq. Is Pakistan next? Pakistan's government's finally acknowledging the presence of ISIS in their country. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says one way or another, the terrorists will get a hold of nuclear power.
That would give them such strength that I don't think many leaders around the globe are prepared to deal with. From my reports on the ground in Pakistan and from having been there earlier this month, ISIS is moving with lightning speed. It's a frightening possibility to consider, but it's one that we need to prepare for.
The Islamic State's raw brutality puts pastors supported by FMI at high risk. Also, an Islamic State stronghold in Pakistan would open the door to advances in Asia. In the meantime, pray.
God's hand is not so short that he can't turn this tide, so pray for the Lord to halt the spread of the Islamic State.
And the Russia-Ukraine conflict was also a hot topic. We heard more than 60 stories about it. One of the most moving, president of Mission Eurasia, Sergei Rakuba, in the war zone talking to church leaders. As he was handing out eye care packs in Slovyansk, he was able to worship with Christians at Good News Church, which was reopened after the city was retaken. Worshiping with them was pretty moving.
I could not hold my tears back, you know, hearing that that congregation of over, 500 or 600 people were singing hallelujah to God. They were praising God that he saved their lives.
Support their refugee relief efforts through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world, too. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 prayer calendar, and it's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.